1 hour would make a difference.
No one's around, like, regular board meeting, September 21st, 2015.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. I would like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, September 21, 2015, 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Tremont.
Present.
Thank you. Dan, would you lead us to the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dan. Make it a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September
8th,
2015.
Well, move.
I'm going to go. I heard your voice first. I think, Henry, you're closer to me. So, motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Thank you, everybody.
I love public comment.
One of the concerns, I'm a resident around Lake many years, and I live by the high school, and I'm doing a high school project.
Jim, if you could just state your name.
Sure. Go ahead. James Holt, resident 319 North Roosevelt Court. Well, one of the concerns I have is they're changing the grade of a big field. And, I mean, it seems the grade is changed, like, at least 3 feet. And I'm concerned, not for my house, but for the people that live at Bernice, that place, if we have some nasty rain in the future, that thing is going to flood out. Unless they're going to, I don't know all the plans, but they're going to put a retaining pond or what they're doing. But they're changing the grade. It seems to be about 3 feet at least. And I'm not even sure if it's done
great.
So that's my concern.
Bernice has enough problems on its own right now. There you go, right?
I agree. It's a wetland over there. And, you know, I know that there's back and forth between, you know, villages and school districts because of who approves it. But I know that with the Lake Zurich thing, that there is some, you know, precedent that the villages can get involved when it's a concern, you know, that it doesn't have to be done by, you know, the regional office in Waukegan. So I just think that you guys should look at that.
I would just about bet my bottom dollar that it has to be reviewed. There's an engineering plan. Our engineering department, I'm sure, has looked at it. If not, there's a process of it, of whatever's going to be built there, I'm sure will be built to code. Thank you for your concern. Any other public comment? Jim, if you'd like, do you want me to investigate that? Do you want me to contact you back? I'll try to get some information on it, or you just wanted to bring it up?
Sure. I'd like to, if the engineers have a look at it, I wouldn't want to get some feedback.
Let me do a little work on it.
Thanks.
Any other public comment? Thank you. We get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.11. As follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $173,348.79. Approve payroll. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending September 6, 2015 in the amount of $131,459.17. 5.3, adopt a resolution approving a proposal to renew a group employee life AD&D insurance plan with Principal Financial Group. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a proposal to renew a group employee dental insurance plan with Principal Financial Group. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a proposal to renew a group employee health insurance plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield. 5.6, adopt a resolution for employee and employer allocation of insurance premiums. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution authorizing an additional $23,316 of village funds for the Long Lake Drive construction project. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution for the purchase of a new Census Model 6400 radio frequency solid-state interrogator and communications charging stand from HD Supply Waterworks in an amount not to exceed $6,400. Item 5.9, adopt a resolution approving a design engineering service work order with Baxter Woodman for the Nipissing Road Rehabilitation Project at a cost not to exceed $36,000. Item 5.10, adopt a resolution approving a design engineering service work order with Baxter Woodman for the Cambridge Lift Station and Force Main Replacement Project at a cost not to exceed $47,500. 5.11, adopt a resolution for the purchase of two Golden Eagle II fixed-mount antenna Ka-band radar devices from Galls in the amount not to exceed $4,154.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripon. Is there any discussion on any of these matters? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Tripon?
Aye.
Trustee Foy?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Motion carries. And item 6.1 from the clerk's office.
We have a presentation from Venture Crew 275.
Just to clarify, I'm from Crew 275. Mr. Mahler contacted me. That had some excess pipes, and then I contacted our council office, which is NEIC. He's from, Kevin. He's from Mackayawan, and this is a demonstration of where they use the pipes and how they use them.
We're going to try the remote.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin Baldwin. I'm actually a volunteer for the Northeast Illinois Council, and while this is starting to come up, I'll at least talk about this a little bit. I am the chair for the shooting sports committee for our council, and we actually had used the bikes that were donated from our village to a good cause. And so, let's see if I figure out this.
Sure.
All right. Okay. See? If not, I'm just going to stand up here. Essentially, we had took the bikes that were donated and made a target retrieval system for our shooting ranges up in Mackayawan in Wisconsin. And so this is kind of a status report of what we've done for this. To go real briefly with our Northeast Illinois Council, we have three main council properties that are the main areas for our program, for our scouts, and Camp O'Carroll and Camp Solar Crown are at the border of Illinois and Wisconsin, and then Camp Cottonwood is a 1,600 acre land that we have for the main program for our scouts. We have two camps that are there, one east and one west, and both of those camps have a shooting range. We have been working on a lot of projects over the years, but this is really the main opportunity for the scouts to do any type of shooting sports that are available. Rifle shooting, shotgun, archery. We also do muzzleloader rifle and muzzleloader shotgun. Before this project happened, we went through about 40,000 rifle rounds and about 10,000 shotgun shells during the summer, and about 3,500 scouts come through during the season. Our ranges were built in the 50s and 60s, so we really had to do a lot of patchwork and fixing up those things to make sure we met standards and codes, and how the ranges actually functioned is that we actually had to stop a line of eight shooters that were on the rifle line, do a ceasefire, have them pick up their brass and their shells, walk down range, change out the targets, walk back, and change out some things, change out the line. And so, we, in 2010, we had looked at all of the items and analyzed what we could do to fix things, and we noticed that the scouts were way too long, and inclement weather was a big issue for us. So what we did is we built this retrieval system. So the idea was to keep the scouts where they were on the firing line and to not go down range at all. So safety was our biggest concern, and it always is. But this is another step of making sure that the scouts never have to go down range at any So we are able to change the shooters by position instead of the entire line of eight. And because of the bike donation, we're able to have a low-cost solution of about $75 per station. And what's nice is you'll see in some of the pictures is that it's actually scale-powered. A lot of the systems that are around the country are actually powered by the instructors. They stand behind the scout and they wheel it back and forth. And this is one of the few that the scouts are actually the ones that are machined. So as you can see, that we have the bike wheel with this one chopped up and have the main sprocket down at the ground level for the scout to move. And then up at the top is the 16-inch, 18-inch wheel that's there to then drive. Drive the line downrange. So this is a couple pictures. So we have painted the sprockets to make sure they all look nice. But this is the main wheel assembly that the string that is there is the actual string that brings the target back and forth. And we use garage pulleys to make sure that it can attest to the Wisconsin weather that's up there. So that was really the bulk of the cost with the pulleys and the bike chain that was there. These are the scouts in action. We actually have built 16 total positions with all the bikes that were donated. And I have a few videos to show. As you see, Jonathan Pace made a debut.
I
don't know.
So this is placing the target downrange. Let's see if it goes.
And so the scouts, what they do is they'll change in and out per position, and then they'll use clothespins to put a piece of paper onto a piece of blackboard. There's a clothesline separator that then just rolls downrange. So the scout stays, the instructor just watches, which actually the instructor's on the right, to just make sure that it's all locked in and ready to go. So he's ready to go. Next one, so when you start to bring it back, same kind of thing. When they're done, they can either stand or they can sit onto it and be able to roll it back. And so there's a little pulley on the clothesline separator. And just brings it back, unclips it, and checks out a score, and changes out on the line. I'm going to try it with one more slide. This one was just giving me a little trouble before it even goes. I think I have to lower it a little bit. But this is the overall mechanism, if I have 2 more minutes. Maybe. Not happening. It looks like it's rolling. So overall, one of the next slides after this is the overall idea of what had happened. We had actually increased our production by 40%. We actually had about 60,000 to 70,000 rounds over the season because of this machine and to be able to move the kids in and out a little faster and to be able to do this. So this is, oh, started. Maybe. Nope, didn't like it. So, I keep going. Put that. It always happens, right in the middle. So, status report. So we have 16 total positions, as I said before. We've increased it 40%. One of the biggest things is that we were able to accommodate 150 more scouts to attempt the rifle merit badge because they were able to move them in the range faster. And so we had about 1,200 scouts attempt the shooting sport merit badge for shotgun, archery, and rifle. And then one of the big expansion projects that we're doing is one of our ranges has gone from 50 feet to 100 feet. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of earth moving that needed to happen. And so we are actually, the Boy Scouts are doing a physical safety program with the venture groups and the older scouts. So that's one of our expansions that we'll need more bikes for it. But the main reason why I'm here is a big thank you to the BSA Venture Crew 275 and then the Brown Lake, Village of Brown Lake and the Brown Lake Police Department. So thank you so much. You can see that this has been one of the talks to the town. The national BSA had heard about it and they came down and did some pictures of it. So if you would like to contact me, I will leave my email and we have a shooting sports website to see how we're doing. So again, thanks very much and I hope we can go for the past time. So
okay. Great.
Any questions?
Where's Macazawan?
Macazawan is in Pearson, Wisconsin. It is in between Anago and Rhinelander. It is
a
great Yeah, it's the Eagle River area. So it's about 5 hours on a good day. They've had that property since the 1920s, 1929 is when they bought it. So we just had our 85th anniversary, and this is one of the big programs that the scout has come to be able to shoot me in.
That is fantastic. I applaud.
Macashawan is one of the few. There is a lot of stuff going on with Boy Scouts. There's a lot of mergers going on. There's a lot of camps that are going out. And because there's a lot of stuff that our council and stuff is doing, it's thriving. So it's one of the few in the area that is still thriving. It's expanding and everything else. And we both Macashawan and myself, thank you for all your support. The other thing I just want to emphasize is that, when I started shooting myself later on in life and going there, and it's amazing that how Boy Scouts really looks at safety first. And, when you're teaching young kids to do it, you want them to be safe, you want them to learn the right way. And Boy Scouts always does that. And this really helps. There's any danger when you're going downrange to get targets. I mean, it's dangerous. I mean, you tell the kids, they have to drop their guns, they have to put their hands up and everything else, but there's always an accident that could happen, when everybody is going on the range. So this helps tremendously so that they don't have to go on the range. So, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim. Any other questions?
Thank you, Eric. I just appreciate the ingenuity.
Thank you.
It was actually, myself and two other engineers.
We got the chief over
there. Did you do it the remaining parts? The remaining parts, great question. We actually have a partnership with Dream Bikes in Milwaukee, and they are, they are pretty much a salvage company that will reuse bikes. And so we have given them contact. And so if we get bikes that are not the right size, we go straight to Dream Bikes, and they will swap out for it. And because we only use half the bike, they will trade with us.
That I wasn't planning on going to, so I'm kind of jealous now. We just got back on Sunday morning, so we haven't written anything up. I don't know what's going to be able to be presented. I don't think I'm going to go through that at a board meeting. But what we have talked about is just, again, listing what we went to, making brief notes on those topics and sessions that we attended, and we can keep them here on record. If anybody has any questions about it, you can certainly contact us individually, and we'll just let you know at the next meeting. It wasn't as political. Last year was very political, which was nauseating. This was not. This was good information. I actually went to the concealed carry one, and as everybody knows, I am absolutely a proponent of the Second Amendment and been involved in shooting sports all of my life. And last year, I was able to leave after I spouted off before they kicked me out of the session. And this year, it was really good. The information that was presented on concealed carry had to do with the laws, the uncertainty, because nothing's been tried yet in court, and it was good information. And I have to say, most of the sessions that I attended had good information. If anybody would like to look at the printed material, also of what we kept, you can go online, and there's a web page and a site that says IML Conference. And that is a schedule, and it has a schedule of all the sessions that was there, and also has the printed material that was available. So if anybody wants to cruise through that, go to the IML website, look for a link that gets you to IML Conference. It will get you to the 2015 conference, and you can look up any printed information you want. I would also like to thank Tressler for taking us out to dinner to fuck with a child. Luke, Mike, your entire team, thank you so much. Introduced me to how Uber works, and I got to see cars drive around on an iPhone. I didn't know how it works, and a Luddite. But I just thought it was cool. He goes, "This goes guy right now, right past him. His call, hey, Jermaine, turn around, we've got a call." It was cool. So thank you for that also.
Did you use it at all?
Yeah. Jumped in the car, and before we made it to our rooms, he already had a seat for the ride. It was very nice. I guess it's just the way of city life. And
yeah.
Thankfully, I'm on the way home. And that's all I have for my comments. Item 14.3, trustee's comment.
Well, the only comment I have is that Public Works successfully took the tree down in my neighborhood. They leave me a point of interest. And it happened while certain people were on vacation. So once you get Adam, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Join me.
I think I should.
Thank you, Dan. With that, if there is no additional business, may I get a motion to adjourn? Now you may.
So,
motion made by Trustee Cranley, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:25.